USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida reminds farmers the Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification Form, AD 1026, needs to be filed with their local USDA service center by June 1st in order to become or remain eligible for crop insurance premium support. Florida NRCS State Conservationist Russell Morgan encourages farmers to make sure this has been done.
This needs to be done on or before June 1st. To be eligible for premium subsidy for the following reinsurance year, which begins July 1st. Producers have to have this form, AD 1026, filed with the Farm Service Agency.
Now, specialty crop growers who receive federal crop insurance premium support but may not participate in other USDA programs, Morgan notes you will also need to file a certification form to maintain your crop insurance premium support. To learn more, contact your local USDA service center. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.